طيب الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. الله يرزقنا حسن النية. كنا نتكلم في الدرس الماضي عن أحكام النكاح. كنا نتكلم في الدرس الماضي عن أحكام النكاح، نكمل الكلام في هذا الموضوع إن شاء الله. If you remember, in the past class we were talking about some rules pertaining to the marriage contract. Let us continue talking about this subject that you like. قلنا يشترط لعقد النكاح ولي. If you remember, we said that for the marriage contract to be valid, it has to be conducted by a wali for the bride. ولا بد فيه أيضا لصحته من شاهدين. Also, two witnesses have to attend to witness the contract. يعني لا بد أن يكون شاهدان مسلمان، شاهدان ذكران عدلان بصيران عارفان بلغة المتعاقدين. Which means there is a need for two witnesses to witness the marriage contract. They have to be males, upright, trustworthy, upright, not blind, and they know the language by which the marriage contract takes place. They can understand the exchanged statement. ولا بد أن يكونا غير نائمين، يعني غير مغمى عليهما. Also they need not to be asleep or fainting. Aware, they need to be aware of what's going. والمقصود بالعدل المسلم البالغ العاقل المجتنب للكبائر الذي لا يصر على الصغائر والمتخلق بأخلاق أمثاله الذي يتصرف كما يتصرف أمثاله من أهل الفضل، ليس من أراذل الناس، متخلق بأخلاق أمثاله. إن كان تاجرا فيراعي أخلاق التجار من أهل الفضل، إن كان عالما يراعي أخلاق العلماء من أهل الفضل، إن كان حاكما يراعي أخلاق الحكام من أهل الفضل، إن كان قاضيا يراعي أحكام أخلاق القضاة من أهل الفضل، إن كان طالبا يراعي أخلاق الطلاب من أهل الفضل، وهكذا.
بارك الله بكم.
You're not doing it on purpose, are you? طيب. When we say the two witnesses need to be upright and trustworthy, what does that mean? It means that the witness needs to be Muslim, pubescent, sane, avoiding enormous sins, not doing a lot of small sins in a way that they exceed the number of his good deeds, of his rewards. And to observe the behavior of people of his status. And when we talk about that, we talk about good people of his status. So if he is a trader, to observe the behaviors of good traders, good Muslim traders. If he is a ruler, to observe the behaviors of good Muslim rulers. If he is a judge, to observe the rulers of good Muslim judges. If he is a teacher, to observe the behaviors of good Muslim teachers. If he is a student, to observe the behaviors of good Muslim students. And so if all those conditions are satisfied, then he is considered in this case upright, trustworthy person. ويكفي في ذلك العدالة الظاهرة. It is enough that apparently for him to be like that. لا يشترط في عقد النكاح أن تثبت عند القاضي عدالته، أن يبحث القاضي في عدالته ويثبتها كما في أشياء أخرى. لا. في عقد النكاح العدالة المعتبرة هي العدالة الظاهرة فيما يظهر ممن يعرفونه. Now, in this case, it is enough for the witness to be apparently like that, which means it is not a must that the judge tests his case and then the judge says that he is considered an upright, trustworthy person. Without the judge testing his case, investigating, if he is known by that, by those who know him, then this is enough for him to be a valid witness. حتى لو تاب الآن من الذنوب التي عملها يكفي ذلك. Even if he now repents from the sins that he committed, that would be enough for him to be considered a valid witness. لا يشترط أن ينتظر له سنة كما في حالات أخرى. It is not a condition to wait and test him for a year, as it is the case in other issues. In other than marriage contract, in some other issues, if he was not a trustworthy person, then he repented, they would wait for a year to test him before accepting him to be a witness. In the marriage contract, this is not recommended. This is not a condition. وكذلك الولي تكفي فيه العدالة الظاهرة. Likewise, the guardian. It is enough that apparently he would be considered trustworthy and upright. أما إن لم يكن عدلا فلا يكون هو ولي البنت كما قلنا. If he is not upright and trustworthy, he would not be the guardian of the bride. ولو كان أباها, even if he is her father. إن تاب نعم يكون وليها وإلا فلا تنتقل الولاية إلى من بعده. If he repents, yes, he would be his her guardian. If he does not, then her grandfather becomes his guardian, as we mentioned previously. ويشترط في الزوجة ألا تكون معتدة في عدة آخر رجل آخر. Also, it is a condition for the marriage contract to be valid that the wife would not be still in the
post-marital waiting period. Post-marital.
For the wife wouldn't be in the post-marital waiting period of someone else. يعني لو طلقها إنسان عليها أن تمضي العدة منه, في أثناء العدة لا يجوز أن يتزوجها آخر. For example, if someone divorces her and she has to wait until the post-marital waiting period ends, during this period another person cannot marry her. أما لو كانت العدة له هو يستطيع أن يعقد عليها في أثناء العدة. Now if she is waiting, if she is in the post-marital waiting period because she was married with him, the same person, then the same person can have a marriage contract with her during her iddah. Insha'Allah, في الدروس القادمة يتضح هذا أكثر. Insha'Allah, in the next classes, this would be more clear. ويشترط في عقد النكاح ألا يكون مؤقتا. مثلا زوجتك بنتي إلى سنة أو إلى يوم أو إلى شهرين, هذا لا يصح. Another condition for the marriage contract to be valid is not to have a limit time limit, which means if someone tells the groom, if the guardian tells the groom, I now give you my daughter in marriage for 1 year, this is invalid. For 1 day, for 1 month, this is invalid. أما لو كانت نية الشخص عندما تزوج أن يطلق بعد مدة, بعد شهر أو يوم أو سنة, لكن لم يذكر ذلك في العقد, لم يذكر ذلك في العقد, فالعقد صحيح. Now if the person, if the groom has the intention to divorce her after 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, but this was not mentioned in the contract. He has it in his heart. It was not mentioned in the contract. This contract is valid. حتى لو ذكر ذلك بلسانه قبل العقد قال أنا سأتزوجها ثم أطلقها بعد شهر لكن في العقد ما شرط ذلك صح العقد. Even if he mentions that before the contract, if he says before the contract, I will divorce her, I will marry her, then divorce her after 1 month. But when the contract took place, this was not mentioned within the contract, then this contract is valid. كذلك المرأة لو تزوجت إنسانا وفي نيتها أن تفترق عنه بعد مدة من غير أن يذكر هذا في العقد صح العقد. Likewise for the woman, if she marries someone having the intention that after a period of time she does not want to remain married to that person, this does not affect the validity of the contract. As long as this was not mentioned, this condition was not mentioned in the contract. This was not mentioned as a condition in the contract. يعني فلو تزوج إنسان امرأة ثم طلقها بعد مدة قريبة ثم تزوج امرأة أخرى ثم طلقها بعد مدة قريبة وهكذا صح زواجه. So if someone marries a woman, then after a little while he divorces her, then he marries another one and then he divorces her, and then after a while he marries another one and then he divorces her. And this is a valid, each one of them, if it was conducted properly, then each one is a valid marriage contract. حتى لو كان عنده هذه النية, even if he had this intention from the beginning, without mentioning that in the contract. لكن الذي يتزوج بهذه النية ليطلق ثم يتزوج بهذه النية ثم يطلق وهكذا, هذا فعله مذموم في الشرع. لأنه جاء في الحديث إن الله يكره الزواقين والزواقات, معناه الرجل الذي يتزوج وفي نيته أن يطلق بعد مدة قصيرة ثم يتزوج ثم يطلق بعد حتى ينتقل من واحدة إلى واحدة إلى واحدة, والمرأة التي كذلك الله تعالى لا يحب هذا الفعل, هذا ليس شيئا حسنا, ليس شيئا مستحسنا, شيء مذموم قبيح هذا حديث. نعم, إن الله يكره الزواقين والزواقات. But if if a man marries with the intention to divorce after a little while, then to marry another woman, then to divorce her, with that intention, when he marries, he has that intention to go from one woman to another like that. Or if a woman does that, this is not a good thing. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام dispraised that in the hadith. He said, إن الله يكره الذواقين والذواقات. Which means that this is not a good deed to do that. والحديث رواه الطبراني. This hadith is narrated by الطبراني. أما لو أكثر ولا يشترط شرعا من حيث صحة العقد شرعا سن معينة في الرجل في الذكر ولا في الأنثى. For the marriage contract to be valid, religiously speaking, I'm not talking about the laws in the different countries. I'm talking about religiously speaking. The age. There is no certain age for the marriage. There is no specific age for the marriage contract to be valid, whether for the male or the female. That is, there is no rule in the religion that says for the female that she needs to be, let's say, 10 years old or 20 year old or 18 year old or 5 year old for the marriage contract to be valid. And also for the male, there is no rule that says that the male has to be 1 year old, 5 year old, 10 year old, 20 year old for the marriage contract to be valid. فلو زوج الولي بنته الصغيرة من كفء صح الزواج. وكذا لو رأى المصلحة لولده الصغير أن يتزوج من بنت فزوجه إياها صح الزواج. عقد له عليها صح الزواج. So if the guardian accepts, conducts the marriage contract for his little daughter with a qualified person, qualified man, the marriage contract is valid. And if he thinks that it is beneficial for his little child, male, يعني, to marry a female, and he conducts the marriage contract for him with that female, this marriage contract is valid also. Religiously, both are valid. Of course, if he gives his little daughter in marriage, this does not mean that the husband can have sexual intercourse with her if she cannot bear that. This is known. But the marriage contract itself is valid. Just like when he marries his little son to someone, to a female, the marriage contract is valid. There is no specific age for that. وَلْيُنْتَبَهْ هُنَا بعض الناس أحيانا يحرمون الزواج من البنت الصغيرة. لو قالوا في قانون الدولة الفلانية أو في قانون الدولة الفلانية يمنعون شيء آخر، أما أن يقول في الشرع ممنوع فلا، هذا تكذيب للدين، إطلاق ذلك تكذيب للدين. Be aware, some people they claim sometimes that it is not permissible to give, if someone conducts a marriage contract for his little daughter, they say this is haram. Some people they say that. Well, this is not correct. If they say in the law of this country or that country, they prohibit that, that's something else. But to say that religiously this is haram, this is not correct. This is against the religion, belying the rules of the religion. كذلك بعض الناس إذا يذمون الرجل الكبير المسن إذا تزوج هذا أيضا كلامهم باطل لا أصل له في الشرع. Likewise, some people might dispraise the old person if he gets married. Also, this doesn't have any base in the religion. لا سيما إذا تزوج شابة تصغره بكثير. Especially if he marries a woman that is much younger than him. بعض الناس يقولون جهلان. Some people, they use a term which means that he doesn't know what he's doing. They dispraise him. Well, there is nothing wrong in just that. سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه كان بين 50 و60 حين زوجه سيدنا علي بنته أم كلثوم كان عمرها 9 سنين Our master Umar was between 50 and 60 when he married the daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. Her name was Kulthum. She was 9 years old. And Ali gave her in marriage to Umar. عمر أراد أن يتزوج من أهل البيت من أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لعلي تزوجني بنتك أي أم كلثوم أم كلثوم بنت علي من السيدة فاطمة فقال علي هي صغيرة لكن إن أعجبتك أزوجك إياها فقال علي لبنته اذهبي إلى عمر وقولي له أعجبتك الحلة الحلة الثوب لكن العرب أحيانا يطلقون الحلة على المرأة فذهبت إلى علي إلى عمر فقالت يقول لك أبي أعجبتك الحلة فقال لها قولي له نعم الكلام عنها وهي ما كانت تعرف ثم زوجها علي لعمر رضي الله عنهما وولدت له ولدا يقال له زيد لكن مات صغيرا هذا الولد بعد ذلك هو كان فوق 50 وهي كانت في 9 لكن كانت ذات فهم ذات عقل وفهم Our master Umar wanted to marry from the descendants of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام a woman among the descendants of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام so he told Ali do you give me your daughter in marriage And Ali said, she is still young. But if you like her, I will give her to you in marriage. So he told his daughter, go to Umar and tell him, do you like al-hulla? This is an Arabic term that refers to the dress. But sometimes they use it to refer to the woman. So she went and she told him, my father tells you, do you like al-hulla? The talking was about her. She didn't know. She thought that the talking was about a certain dress. So Umar said, tell him yes. She went back, she told her father that, and Ali gave her in marriage to Umar. He was above more than 50 years old, and she was only 9 years old. But she was a clever and a sharp person. MashaAllah. And she gave birth to a child called Zayd. But he died, the child died while he was still young, little. هو النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لحظة ولما تكلمنا عن الكفاءة تذكرون قلنا إذا جاء البنت رجل كفؤ فمنعها أهلها الكفاءة لا يراد بها هنا الغنى الكفاءة في المال بالغنى بالمال لا أشياء أخرى لأن الأصل أن ينظر الإنسان عند الزواج إلى الدين الرجل ينظر إلى دين المرأة والمرأة تنظر إلى دين الرجل We mentioned several times during the past class and this class the word qualified person, if a qualified person. When we talk about qualified, we do not refer to money, that he would be a wealthy person, for example. No. In the religion, what should count first is the religious status of the person. If someone, if a good, yani the bride needs to check the piety of the groom, and the groom needs to check the piety of the bride. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال إذا جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فأنكحوه إلا تفعلوا تكن فتنة في الأرض وفساد عريض يعني إذا جاءكم إنسان يخطب بنتكم وهو ذو دين وخلق متمسك بأحكام الدين وأخلاقه حسنة فأنكحوه لا تمنعوه لأجل فقره مثلا إن لم تفعلوا ذلك يكون بسبب ذلك في الأرض فتنة وفساد كبير يحصل من امتناعكم فتنة وفساد كبير The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the hadith narrated in a hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi that if someone comes and asks to marry your daughter and this person is pious with good manners then do not do not reject him if you do not do that is if you reject such people that is because you are searching for someone who is powerful, someone who is wealthy, etc. If you do not do that, the result of this would be a lot of bad things happening on earth. That is, in your community, bad things will occur as results. Tribulations and bad things will occur as a result. إلى هنا أحد عنده سؤال. Do you have any questions up till here? تفضلي إمام. For the boy. Who is the guardian that conducts the marriage contract for the little boy? His father, then the father of his father, then after that, I need to ask. I don't have an information. Yeah. ليش صار يتزوج ويطلق؟ إن كان صار يتزوج بنية أن يطلق ويتزوج بنية أن يطلق لأجل الانتقال تنقل من واحدة إلى واحدة دخل تحت الحديث. نعم. لو لم يطلق الأولى لأنه فعل المذكورة في الحديث. If someone is married to a woman then he marries a second one without divorcing the first one and then he started he divorced the second one, then he married another one, then he divorced her, then he married another one, then he divorced her, while keeping the first wife without divorcing her. If he does that with the intention, each time he marries with the intention of divorcing, to move from one woman to another, he is included in the hadith. This is not good, even if he is keeping the first wife. This is not good. Well, some people marry and then they divorce and then they marry and then they divorce and then they marry and then they divorce without that being dispraised. Because they do not do it for that purpose. For other reasons. That is not dispraised. What is dispraised is to move from one woman to another, from one woman to another. Just to, and likewise from one man to another. For a woman. Just to, just to the wit, just to do it. The wit. Yeah, just to have thinking about tasting something new. Just for that.
I have a question. Sometimes like you're asked by your friend, let's say they want their daughter to marry someone. They will come, for example, and say, you know what, do you know this guy? Can you tell me something about him? And what is really the correct advice?
Like, you advise, you advised him, you advised him. If you know that this person cannot support her, you tell him he cannot support her. If you know that he has bad behavior, You tell him he has bad behavior. If he has something like that, you tell him. He's seeking your advice. He's seeking your advice. One woman came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and told him, Muawiyah and Abu Jahm, two people, they asked to marry me. So she sought his advice. He told her, Muawiyah cannot support you. And Abu Jahm, he hits women a lot. His stick is always on his shoulder. He does not treat them well. And then he advises her to marry a third person. You can say that. It is permissible in this case to say he has this bad behavior and the like. But not if he committed a sin, then he repented. In this case, you do not mention that sin. In this case, you do not mention because the person repented. That's it. Khalas. You do not talk about him. You do not mention that sin.
Can you say something? Maybe he does not have enough money to support. Can you say this expression?
Maybe.
No, he does. I mean, say if you know he does not.
Yeah. You say he cannot support her. Yeah. No problem.
يطلق حتى يتزوج
بنية أن بنية. يطلق ليرجع فيتزوج.
ذكرت أنه كمان المرأة إذا فعلت نفس الشيء
بلى.
يعني بحالة الرجل نفهم أنه الطلاق بإيده
ايه؟
بس بحالة المرأة كيف هي الطلاق مش بإيدها أصلا إذا تزوجت هي الرجل ما بيطلقها
صح بس هي نيتها أن يطلقها بعد مدة لتتزوج غيره تفضل ولي
في شيء أفضلي لزواج البنت اللي يعني البالغة على دون البلوغ ولا ما في
يعني الشخص هو يتزوج
لا إنه في أفضلي إنه الواحد يتزوج بنت إنه بلغت ولا ما في تفرقة
على حسب حال البنت وحال الشخص
طب على هالأساس إذا تزوج بنت دون البلوغ ذكرت أنه إذا لا تطيق مثلا الجماع مثلا
بعدين شو عمر
هل ورد أنه الحسن أو الحسين رضي الله عنهما واحد منهم كان يتزوج ويطلق حتى يكثر الذرية المنسوبة إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام
إيش مراده لا أدري لكن الحسن كان مطلاقا نعم إيش مراده لا أدري Hassan, the grandson of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he used to marry a lot, to marry and divorce, and marry and divorce. He was, as you all know, a very pious person. But I don't know why. He married about 80 women. Some people said to So the descendants of the Prophet, their number becomes a big number. I don't know why, actually. For me, I do not know. I'm sure he had a reason. And every time يعني, he divorced one of them, everyone that he divorced was very attached to him. When he divorced her, she was very attached to him. One time he divorced one wife, and he was very generous. Hassan, by the way, very generous. He gave her a big amount of money, as a gift. So she told him, this is a small thing compared to what I'm losing. All this money that you are giving me compared to what I'm losing is a small thing. I don't know why.
Naam. Sheikh, is Muawiyah the same Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan?
Yeah, the same Muawiyah. He was poor at the beginning at that time.
بعدين نحكي فيها. ظاهرا ظاهرا بيقول له مثلا بيقول له لو فرضنا كان شيخ يريد أن يعقد العقد يقول له تب من الذنوب إن كان هناك مظالم ردها رد المظالم استسمح المظلومين أو إن كنت لا تستطيع الوصول إليهم اعزم أنك لا تعرف أينهم اعزم أنك لما تعرف أينهم تفعل إذا فعل ذلك يكفي.
في عندي سؤال بالنسبة للمنسوب في أفضلية.
إيش يعني؟
يعني واحد بده يتجوز يكون منسوب للنبي
صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا شك أن أهل البيت لهم فضل. الله قال إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. ألا أدخل في هذا؟ وخلقه فزوجوه إلا تفعلوا تكون فتنة وفساد في الأرض عريض أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام عريض كثير يعني كبير.
بالنسبة للولي والشهود إن كان مثلا عليهم قضاء صلوات فأراد أن يتوب هل شرط أن يقضي هذه الصلوات قبل أن يعقد أو يكفي العزم على أن يباشر في القضاء بعد إنهاء العقد مثلا؟
هذه المسألة بدي راجع فيها لأنه إجراء العقد يأخذ وقتا ما بدي راجع فيها. من ترضون؟ من غير سبب قلنا هي تذهب إلى القاضي إن أرادت. ما سمع أنه واجب. أنا ما سمع أنه واجب. تفضل وليد. لا
في بعث له مثلا رسالة
يوكله.
طب كيف بيعرفوا انه هذا الشخص هو حقيقة اللي بعث له اياه ووكله بهالامر؟
بيشهد شهود انه هو كتب هذه الرسالة او يعني يعرف خطه. يعني
في شرط انه يكون في شهود على التوكيل
او يعرف خطه او نحو ذلك. اي تليفون؟ هلا قلت رسالة.
ما قلت تليفون، قلت رسالة. انا
بالاخير قلت في شهود على التليفون.
لا عم بقول في شهود على العقد على الرسالة اللي عم يكتبها يعني
أو غير ذلك بحيث يعرف أنه هو كتبها.
يعني من نحو ختم أو
يعرف خطه أو نحو ذلك.
أن أصل الكفالة هو الدين.
الكفاءة في من أول ما ينظر إليه.
من أول ما ينظر إليه التدين يعني أن يكون الشخص دينا.
نعم، أن لا يكون فاسقا.
ماذا بال بعض الناس الذين يربطون الكفاءة مثلا بالحسب والنسب؟
بلى، هو أيضا من جملة أمور الكفاءة التي ينظر إليها أم النسب أيضا.
فالسؤال هنا هل إذا مثلا توافرت شروط الدين من شخص هل لأهلها مثلا لأهل البنت أن يمنعوا مثلا أن يزوجوها أن يزوجوا على هذا الرجل مثلا بسبب النسب والحسب مع أن شروط يعني الدين توفرت منهم؟
قد يمتنعون لسبب، قد يكون لهم عذر في ذلك.
لا، قد يكون لهم عذر في ذلك. بارك الله فيك. سؤال آخر، من شروط الزواج زواج أن لا يكون مؤقتا، ولكن إذا كان في قلب مثلا في الخطيب إذا كان في نيته مثلا قلنا أن يطلقها بعد مدة وإن لم يذكر
يصح
في العقد هذا يصح صح؟
نعم.
ماذا إذا مثلا توافق يعني اتفق الخاطب والمخطوبة قبل ذلك أن يتزوج مثلا وهو يطلقها بعد ذلك هو يعلم وهي تعلم أيضا
نعم
ولم يذكر ذلك في العقد
لم يذكر
لا بأس به
يصح العقد
لا بأس به
يصح if a man and a woman they talk together and they came to an understanding that they will get married and then later he is going to divorce her after a period of time. But when the marriage contract is conducted, they do not mention that as a condition in the marriage contract. The marriage contract is valid. Later he might not divorce her. The marriage contract is valid. إذا قال شخص طيب أليس كان هذا الزواج المؤقت يحصل في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أليس كان أحيانا تقول المرأة للرجل متعتك نفسي إلى شهر مثلا أو إلى يومين أو ثلاثة بكذا أليس كان يحصل الجواب أنه كان جائزا ثم حرم ثم أجيز ثلاثة أيام بعد فتح مكة ثم حرم إلى يوم القيامة كان جائزا ثم حرم ثم أجيز بعد ذلك حرم في غزوة خيبر ثم أجيز ثلاثة أيام بعد فتح مكة ثم حرم إلى يوم القيامة فهو حرام إلى يوم القيامة سيدنا علي قال حرم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نكاح المتعة في غزوة حرم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة خيبر نكاح المتعة ولحوم الحمر الأهلية الحمار الأهلي الذي ينقل عليه الأغراض الذي يربيه الناس ليس الوحشي النبي في غزوة خيبر بين أنه حرام وبين أن نكاح المتعة حرام ثم أحلت ثلاثة أيام بعد فتح مكة لأن المسلمين كانوا بعيدين عن نسائهم أحلت ثلاثة أيام ثم بعد ذلك حرمت إلى يوم القيامة قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إني كنت قد أذنت لكم بالاستمتاع من النساء فمن كان عنده منهن فليسرحهن فإن الله قد حرمها إلى يوم القيامة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now if someone says wasn't this temporary marriage didn't it take place during the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام so why do you say that it is prohibited? The answer is it was permissible during the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام until the battle of Khaybar. In the battle of Khaybar, at that time, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned that this became prohibited. It remained prohibited until the opening of Mecca. After the opening of Mecca, Allah revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that they were allowed to do that again. But later, after 3 days, Allah revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that now it is prohibited until the Day of Judgment. There was a wisdom behind making it lawful for 3 days. Because the Muslims, when they opened Mecca, they were far away from their families. So they, Allah made it lawful for them to have this temporary marriage. But then after 3 days, Allah made it prohibited until the Day of Judgment. As the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned it explicitly, as narrated by Muslim. ولذلك لأجل أنه كان أعيد يعني كان عاد فأحل عند فتح مكة 3 أيام بعض الصحابة بعد وفاة ما عرفوا أنه عاد فحرم إلا متأخرا لذلك سيدنا عمر في خلافته احتاج أن يقول للناس على المنبر ذلك حتى يعلم الكل أنه حرام ورغم أن عمر فعل ذلك بعض الناس بقي يظن أنه حلال إلى ما بعد ذلك حتى إن عبد الله بن عباس ابن عم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مع سعة علمه كان يظن أنه حلال حتى سمعه سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه يقول ذلك فقال له ألا كف عن هذا إنك رجل تائه يعني أنت ضائع في هذه المسألة اسكت لا هذا ليس حلالا النبي عاد فحرمه because it became again lawful for 3 days after the opening of Mecca, some companions did not know that after that it was prohibited. So they thought for a period of time, for years after that, some of them they thought that it was permissible. They did not hear, they did not know that the Prophet after that made it prohibited. And that's why Umar, when he became a caliph, after becoming a caliph, he mentioned in his speech to the people, when addressing the people, the prohibition of this issue. So everyone would know it. And despite that, few people thought, after that, thought, didn't know about that. They thought that it was permissible. Even Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was a very knowledgeable person and the cousin of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, thought that it was permissible. Until Ali, Sayyiduna Ali, one day heard him saying that it is permissible. He told him, أَلَا كُفَّ عَنْ هَذَا, stop saying that. إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ تَائِهِ, you are lost. You are a lost man. That is, in this issue, you are not saying the correct thing. طيب نحن تفضل نعم
قلنا تعتبر عدالته حتى وإن تاب
إن تاب رجع عدلا
أصبح عدلا.
نعم.
حتى وإن تاب في مجلس العقد.
لو في مجلس العقد. نعم.
تفضل أبي.
لا هني شو معرفون إنه كم بس لثلاث يعملون العقد لا أدري إلى كم. لكن بعد ذلك حوري ما انتهى
عندما حرم هذه العقود اللي كانت لسنة أو
بطلت سنة. بطلت
لكن. مش انه هذاك العقد صح
بطلت when it became again permissible after opening Mecca if at that time any of them made a contract for a year but after three days again this issue became what prohibited this contract became invalid immediately. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, فَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ مِنْهُنَّ فَلْيُسَرِّحْهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. معناه لا يصح. The Prophet said that the one who made such a marriage contract, let him separate from the woman with whom he made that contract because Allah made it prohibited until the day of judgment.
Yes, sister.
Sheikh Samir, you mentioned that there's no age limit in regards...
No specific age.
Yes.
Yeah.
You mentioned that there's no age in regards to having the marriage contract conducted. However, is there a specific age for the woman to conduct the contract on her behalf? Like, let's say that she's not doing it according to Shafi. She may be doing it according to Abu Hanifa. She has to be a specific age for the contract to be valid.
Yes.
What age is this?
18.
So therefore,
18 lunar years.
18 lunar years. So if a girl is under 18 years old and she's with people that call themselves witnesses, there's
she
no
cannot,
marriage contract.
She cannot marry herself if she is under 18 lunar years.
Okay, even if she's pubescent, she cannot marry herself.
Even if
it's
she
the
is,
age.
She needs to wait until 18 lunar years.
Okay, barakallahu fiqh.
Wafiq. And she needs to be also, yani, she needs to be, as I said, not dumb. If she doesn't know, if she is someone who doesn't know, cannot differentiate what's good for her, then also
she cannot marry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one more thing also. If she marries herself to someone who is not qualified, her father can breach that contract after it is done.
Okay. So therefore
if the groom is not a qualified person, the father can breach it.
Okay. So therefore
he can object to it.
So therefore, if she is a woman that comes from a non-Muslim family, becomes Muslim, but her father is not Muslim, however she has a pubescent uncle, pubescent brother that is, and they don't go to those pubescent people, they think that they go according to Abu Hanifa, is not valid regards because she does have Muslim relative that could have married her.
If she is less than 18 lunar years, she cannot conduct the marriage contract for herself.
Barakallahu fiqh.
Wafiqi. Naam Hajj.
ضمان هيك أشياء من باب الأمثلة يعني إذا في أشياء مثلا إذا الامرأة اشترطت على الرجل أن لا يتزوج من غيرها إلا بعد أن يعلمها مثلا
ما بيصح الشرط. It is irrelevant if a woman makes a condition in the marriage contract that her husband does not marry another woman except after telling her or asking her permission, or this is not valid. And also similar conditions that do not comply with the purpose of the marriage contract. They are irrelevant. رح نحكي عن الطلاق إن شاء الله. In that next class we are going to talk about the divorce إن شاء الله تعالى. So تفضل وائد. بعدين نحكي إن شاء الله بهالأمر. طيب إن شاء الله. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نقف هنا الآن. One more thing I wanted to say, one more thing, not about this issue. If anyone is interested about studying the rules of the religion in the university, so Allah yubarak fikum. If you want, we can sit and meet under those trees where the chairs are up there and talk about it in 10 minutes if you want, or anyone who's interested about the subject, for their children, for themselves, even if they are married and they have children and grandchildren, or anyone who wants, please, we can meet under those trees in 10 minutes, insha'Allah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.